Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on the stories of the Greyhill Free Company.
You see a gold dragon raise its head slowly curiously look out over you. The maps, when you get a brief glimpse at them, so you can tell that there are like little pictures of soldiers pointed at different parts around Kandor. A hulking, very familiar sight, an iron golem, which stands now in between you and the only doors out.
Would you like a quiet death? Or would you like a loud one?
Loud. And let's go to initiative.
What if I use my movement to run at the window?
You could do that, yeah.
On my first attack, I attack the glass, and on the second, I attack the ground below me.
Mortimash gets up, he slowly raises his head and turns around to look at you, and you see a mass of black tentacles sprouting out of his mouth. What do you want him to do, Sir Grace?
Yeah. I'll have him attack. Absolutely, right. I'll have him attack. And I'll also be saying under my breath something, like, I'll be like, that is a shame. The Greyhill Free Company was a good adventurous group.
Stringing the mandolin, the magical mandolin she's been given, Kenneth's mandolin, she casts Fly upon herself and then leaves.
Oh.
Mortimash's head flies clean off his shoulders, hits the ground, rolls around, and comes to a stop.
I will, yes, run out the window using my panther form and try to climb down.
Tavertine is gonna make an exit.
Maybe like grab the dragon to pull it down closer to the window and make it change and send it out after the two flying adventurers.
The dragon begins vomiting. Each vomit becomes more and more powerful and intense, and more inky black vials and ichor splatters. The room becomes filthy and sticky and smelly from the ichor and tentacles. Eventually, the dragon vomits itself inside out. In its true new form, revealing what it was this entire time, it now has, instead of four legs, it has eight legs, and it has six wings. It does not have any defined head, but parts of it at any point in time swivel around to look in directions. It could be an arm, it could be a tail, it could be a wing, and whatever swivels around to look, two bulbous eyes open up on that part of the dragon.
What? That's terrifying.
What the fuck
that
is this?
Fucked. That's fuck fucked. Fuck. You're not allowed to do that, actually.
So
I checked.
The dragon launches itself at the window that has been broken open. It slams into it, and then, like its body was made out of Play-Doh or plasticine, it forces its way out the window, as if it has no solid structure to it. On the other side, it spreads its many wings, and with one massive... it buffets itself aloft into the air. It is fast enough to attack this turn. Let's say it attacks...
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty fast. Let's say it attacks... let's go with Tavertine.
But he was so fast.
But he was flying out of...
Yeah, but it knows it can circle around to get Sarin.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's another critical hit, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Love to see it.
Shelly, you got some reserves. Shelly, you got something in your back pocket.
Let me give you all something. Let me give you all a little something to help you out, all right? I'll give you some good boy cards. Okay. So, Zamet, you get thinking music. You recall one specific piece of lore relevant to the current situation.
Excellent.
Big T. Mm-hmm. You get careful aim. All attack rolls you make this round are with advantage.
Okay.
I'll give you another one each. Why not? I'll give you two each.
Oh, you're so kind.
Sorry, what did I say? Mm-hmm. Glubble, the DM must lay out the best possible phrasing for you when talking with an NPC.
Okay.
Could be useful.
That could be.
Big T.
Everyone's doing
big
so much
T,
talking
big T.
at the moment.
Fool me once. Learn if an NPC is lying to you. And of course, it's only fair. News. It's only fair. Sir Grace, you get a bad boy card.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah,
you get a bad boy card.
That's great to hear.
Plot armor. Player rolls damage twice and takes lower result.
Oh, fabulous. Okay,
cool. There you go. Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Thank you, Adam. You're very lovely.
You're benevolent, Adam. I'm always saying that about
you. Yeah, always saying you're kind. You're a kind individual.
So the first attack deals...
Oh, yes, that's right. Tavatine. Okay.
Yeah, first attack deals 19 points of damage.
He's got key powers to defend himself.
He unfortunately used his key power for extra movement.
Helped him out, didn't it?
Critical hit.
So useful.
Oh, okay. 19 was the non-critical. Okay.
Yeah. Critical hit is con saving throw or be poisoned. That attack, by the way, deals only 13 points of damage.
Oh.
Nothing.
Poultry.
Crazy.
He critical fails that con saving throw. He is poisoned as the condition.
He can fly that off, though.
He has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks. And then on its third and fourth attack, miss and a hit.
Wow, a miss. How lucky are you guys?
Yeah.
So did you say third and fourth attack?
Tavertine drops to 0 hit points and falls to the ground. Tavertine hits the ground, immediately taking 2 failed saving throws. So, Grace, did you want to do anything this round? Because that was just the dragon's turn.
From the window looking out, maybe under my breath, I'll say, should have picked the quiet death. And then I'll turn around and change the remaining adventurers in here. But I'll change them slowly. So maybe we'll march them away to a prison somewhere. Okay. I assume that slowly takes time. So, yeah.
So you can just do that.
Yeah, I can.
All right, so you with the knights are going to capture Chantel. Are you trying to capture Yeola? She's unconscious and dying.
No, you know what? With Yeola, I'll do it quick.
Okay.
Let's be practical about it.
You explode outwards. You allow the spores to coalesce into inky black tentacles that wrap around Yeola's dying body. Chantel screams and charges you, but the knights block her from advancing. Yeah,
this
is insane.
Then
it is Big T, your turn.
Okay, did they believe me?
Adam, I would like to say that we don't consider Big T a threat.
Have you circulated that?
Yeah, well, all right. It's us.
Big T, they believe you. They're going for Glupple, not for you.
Yeah.
No, my friend got kicked out too. We both got kicked out.
They just don't seem to be listening to you.
Am I able to? I can stand up.
Yeah, you can stand up.
The consensus of the Inky Black is that Big T is more of a threat to herself than anything else.
What's the layout of where we are currently?
Okay, so you're in a ditch. Behind you is the high walls of the castle. In front of you is, it's only maybe a 50-meter sprint to get to the wall. The inner and outer walls combine here at the castle. Theoretically, this would be, if you were an attacker, this would be the hardest place to get in through because it's got the thickest concentration of archer fire. But trying to escape, it's actually quite the easiest way. Because from the castle to the wall, it's the shortest distance possible. Mm-hmm. And also there's only one wall here that you'd need to scale and get over. Though that wall is manned. So you will have to deal with defenders.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to use my good boy card, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
On Cass. Is that okay? Cass's turn. What did I say? For the best possible phrasing of me trying to remember what Moramash said to us in terms of running away.
What do you mean?
I forget what he said.
he said he'll try to buy you as much time as possible.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, he
you've
gave
just
it a
got
crack.
To escape.
Yeah, but he I think he said
gave it a good whack.
Didn't he? I'm pretty sure he said something along the lines of he outlined this area is your best possible way out.
Oh yeah, he said this area where you are currently.
Oh, we are currently.
He said where you are currently is the best way to get out.
Ah, well, I guess we just wasted a good boy car.
But now you know.
Here, have another one. Have another one.
Oh, okay.
Loyalty card. The next merchant you meet gives you a discount. And just to be fair, Jackson, Sir Grace. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, isn't this place a geographical oddity? An item the players need to purchase is unavailable in this town.
I have a good boy card to reroll any charisma-based check with advantage. Can I try one more time to convince these knights?
I just don't even know how many... All right, so...
I'm
so
aware Grace. That I'm trying to trick the Inky Black.
No, well, well, you might not be. So, Grace, I suppose it depends on you. The people who have been utterly corrupted and the people who are just kind of like... addled are about as useful as...
No great missive has gone through Fairburn Point that's like, we aren't frightened of Big T. But the Inky Black within itself is like, we know what she's been doing.
Unfortunately, they just don't look like they're listening, Big T. I'm sorry. You get the impression that the people that you're yelling at aren't human. Like, they look human. They've got the skin of a human, but as they approach, you get a distinct impression that underneath they are not, that it's just the skin, and that these entities are really just actually not even listening to you. They can't hear you.
And how many of them are there again?
At this section of the wall, there would be four. You are in a position where these were workers, so they're not armed soldiers or knights or anything like that. They're just what look like villagers armed with pickaxes and shovels. But there are actual soldiers not too far away.
Okay. In that quite case, a lot. I would like to double halberd the closest one.
All right.
You need to run.
But they're going to kill you if I don't help you.
Yes.
You cut down two of them. They melt before your blows. But when you cut them down, you see that they are indeed just sacks of inky black tentacles wearing skin. Cool. Until you hit the second one. That was just a guy. He dies.
That's okay.
They're just commoners, so they die.
Is Glubble all right? Can I sort of look over to Glubble?
That's up to Glubble.
What, am I all right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not all right, but I'm fine.
Okay, are you good to run? Does he look like he's good to run with me?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Do you mean am I physically or mentally okay? Because one of them, I mean, both of them are the answers, no.
Are you fit to run? Can I start running?
Well, we need to, if you can clear a path for me, that'd be great.
Okay, cool. I pretty much want to know, with the two I've taken out, does it look like if I start running and start clearing further path ahead, Glubble is going to have, like, those two that are left aren't going to be a problem because I took care of the closest ones?
Well, so long as Glubble can move faster than them, yes.
Okay.
He can become a cheater or whatever, I'm sure.
I start to run.
Yes,
I start to bolt. Follow me!
Moramash isn't really doing much.
No.
Sarin costs invisibility. She's getting out of here.
Clever.
Good.
Clever.
All right, the dragon, unfortunately, can no longer track Sarin. It gives a mighty wail, not the sound of a dragon's roar. It's more like just air being rapidly forced out of a long, conical, fleshy pit. It sounds almost like a low whistle.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's bad.
Anyone else imagining a screaming fleshlight?
Yes. I'm a bit worried, at least like a fleshy cone for some reason.
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
It maybe sounds a little bit like a foghorn, actually.
Or like a tornado siren.
The dragon issues that noise as the inky black inside it is annoyed that Sarin is imperceptible to it and presumably going to get away. Then it is Glupple, your turn.
Well,
you no longer control Chantal. You can't see her or issue orders to
her. That's fair. I figured she would be going into some kind of berserker rage. To try and get to Yola.
Oh, she's given it her fucking best.
Good luck to her. Hopefully she beheads some otheries. Pull one out for that beautiful, beautiful woman. I'm going to turn into a panther. And I'm going to run and leap and jump and just get the hell out of Dodge.
What an awesome thing to see. Panther smashes out of the window, oof, falls, oof, becomes a guy, becomes a panther.
Big T, a panther sprints past you. Presumably, it's Glubble.
This is either great or the weirdest thing to happen today.
Your movement speed is actually faster than your climb speed. So when you get to the walls, you deduce that it would be faster to get up the stairs rather than just climb the side.
Okay.
And in addition to that, actually, you see that there are defenses for climbing attempts. So you think climbing might actually be dangerous as opposed to just taking the stairs.
Okay.
You can see that there's big vats with fires burning underneath them.
Gotcha. All right, then that's great to hear that I didn't climb.
You start sprinting up the stairs. It's going to take you a little bit longer to get to the top of the wall. And at the top of these stairs, there is a guardsman. The guardsman calls out. You see that he looks further along the wall and he calls out, ho, stop them.
Okay.
And then he draws a sword.
All right. Could I have pounced on him or not?
Oh, it's your turn to get as far as you go.
Ah, that's fair.
You're about 30 feet from him when he calls out.
Okay, okay, okay.
It is the knights. The soldier charges down the stairs at you, Glupple.
Ah, damn.
He slips and falls.
It's a lot of inky block around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He slips and falls.
All right.
He hits the ground and maybe dies. Yeah, you hear a crack as he hits the ground.
No.
What the hell?
That was just poor luck on
his part. I don't know what expression you'll see on the panther's face, but one of like fear, then confusion, then humor?
Chantel cuts down a few of the knights before the rest of them, guided by Sir Silvermoon, are able to restrain her.
Damn.
Three knights are sitting on her, basically, holding her, pressing her into the ground, and trying to keep control of her arms and legs. Another three or four of them are lying broken and destroyed around you, but Chantel has been captured.
What?
At about this time, the dragon swoops back in through the... No, it doesn't swoop back in. It hits and then wiggles its way through the window and deposits Tavertine's body before you.
Oh, fabulous. Is he dead? This will just determine what we do with him. Okay, quickly. Adam, I would then like to change bodies with the knight fighting Glupple. I'd like to swap where I am and move through the inky black and pop out in that knight.
No.
All right.
What?
Glupple, the dead corpse below you jerks once and then turns it. When I say it turns over, I mean just its head. Turns around 180 to look up at you. You look down into Sir Grace's face.
Run. No, don't like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
That'll be me.
Big T, you are running towards the base of the wall. You see a Spider-Man. Not the cool comic book kind, but the awful fucking ring or ring kind at the base of the stairs. Actually, you spot. It's got Sir Grace's face.
It is time to stab once more. I will magic halberd that twice, please. That is upsetting.
That will be your action. If you halberd, you stopped at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, so I can just run up the stairs?
Yeah, you might get an attack of opportunity, though.
No, I'm halberding. That's...
Your first attack is a miss, but then you use the butt of your halberd to swing around and clobber. This person now has...
Don't you have a good word card, Cass, for all attacks being good or something?
Oh, yeah. Someone gave me a card about having advantage on every attack one turn.
Would you like to spend it?
I would love to spend it, please.
All right, both of your attacks are hits, then.
Yes.
You begin just... with a height advantage, not just you normally have a height advantage on most people, but you are standing and this thing is basically kneeling. So with that advantage, you're able to attack downwards. And Sir Grace, who is normally a very good fighter, is put at a very big disadvantage. And so you manage to score two decent hits on him. And you deal... Oh, you're still raging, aren't you?
I'm fuming.
You deal.
This is also not my regular body, okay, to be fair.
Yeah,
I'm in some
excuses.
Idiot who slipped down the stairs, okay?
Absolutely. You deal 22 points of damage to Sir Grace's body.
to fight, to be body. Like, I'll just ink into that guy that they're fighting and be like, wait, he fell down the stairs? God damn it.
That was Big T. Your turn. Yeola is no longer here. Gluppel, it's your turn.
So what's in front of me if I want to keep running, getting out of dodge?
Well, you could get up onto the... You can leap off the side of the wall now.
Okay.
Or you could slowly climb down. If you leap, you will fall a distance. But if you climb down, you will be climbing down for more than a round. And any defenders that can reach some of those defenses might pour boiling something onto you.
How far boiling? Is it boiling something or, say, inky something? How far is the drop? You know what? Like, let me know how far the drop is as I'm jumping off.
All right. You leap over the side of the wall and take one look down, and you immediately wish you were covered in boiling oil.
Ew.
Or water, who's to say? Or inky black.
Ew. Ew.
You fall 80 feet.
Oh, no. That's heaps.
80 feet.
How many stories is 80 feet? Given, like, houses.
Like, say...
How tall is a house?
Is that, like...
In feet.
You said it's, like, 8 stories, maybe?
Okay. Okay, 1 story is, 9 to 10. Okay, cool.
You take 31 points of damage. The first 13 panther form cops, but then 18 transfers to Global.
Ooh. Hey, yeah, that's not too bad. I'm now half health. Cool.
And now you're just at the base of the wall, and now you just need to keep going.
Yep.
Presumably, there's nothing that a defender at a castle wall can do to someone approaching them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that someone could do.
Yep.
And that is Gluppel's turn. A bunch of soldiers begin trying to man the walls. One of them calls out, "Defend Sir Grace!" And swords, bows and arrows, and crossbows begin to get drawn. Yeah, Sir Silvermoon is among them. He's wearing a different... Big T, you see, he's wearing a different set of armor. And he begins walking along the walls, giving orders.
Good.
With his leadership, a bunch of the archers will be ready next turn to fire at you, Gluppel. And then a bunch of soldiers stand in your way up the stairs. Although you're still at the bottom of the stairs, Big T. That was their turn. Tavatine's gone. Sir Grace, what would you like to do?
From my odd position on the floor, I'd like to spin my head around so that I'm facing Big T, and I'd like to say, your friend is dead. There's no way he's going to make it beyond the walls of the tower.
I have a lot of friends.
And then I don't... What weapons did this guy have that I'm in?
He had a short sword, and that would be it.
All right, and then I'd like... Ooh, can I, even from my strange position on the ground, stab the short sword at Big T?
Yeah. All right. You stab upwards, because you're so great, you get your 3 attacks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you're in an inferior body, but you have Sir Grace's knowledge of how to fight. And so... Big T, you've got the distinct advantage of being stronger than this version of Sir Grace, but you have the distinct disadvantage of Sir Grace being possibly the greatest human swordsman to have ever lived. You are cut 3 times, and thank God Sir Grace does not have the strength to drive the sword deep enough.
Can I please use my reduced damage as a reaction ability?
So you take 15 points of damage total. Oh, that would all be halved, actually. So it would be 3, 1, and 3. Sorry, I forgot you're raging. So it's actually only a total, you're very lucky, of 7.
Whew. All right.
And was there anything else, Sir Grace?
What's around Fairburn Point? Is it like forests, that kind of thing?
Fairburn Point is mostly grassland and then sea. 50% grass, 50% sea.
Maybe I'll get the dragon to just start sort of circling so that we can keep a bead on Gluppel as he flees.
The dragon throws itself at the window one more time and then oozes its way out, spreads its many wings, flies off into the dark night. Gluppel, you're only dimly aware of the dragon circling. Mm-hmm. It is no longer golden. Its innards are black, inky black. So it kind of blends in with the night sky. You only spot it either when it blots out the stars or moon, or sometimes when one of its massive eyes open up and you can see them in the sky.
Oh, ew.
Big T.
I am going to flee from this man and try and save my friend, who I have been promised is dead.
You can start running up the stairs, but there are now people, armed people on the stairway.
I'd like to kill them.
All right, charge forwards. If you do that, you will also get an attack of opportunity from Sir Grace. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, so far, what has he done to me? Barely anything.
Sir Grace deals another, 3 points of damage as you leave. You charge forwards. Oh. Your first attack hits and you... Oh, fuck. Your first blow is very poor. Charging up the stairs, you're in a panic and you begin to lose your footing. You start slipping. You swing wildly with the halberd and it cuts deep into the guard's leg, but you throw yourself off balance with that and then you begin tumbling forwards. You hit the ground and drop your halberd. It clatters and falls off the side of the stairwell and lands down below you next to Sir Grace.
Oh, no. This is a message for all the seasoned and aspiring DMs out there. Do you wish to punish your players like the common dogs they are by rewarding yourself with treats? Well, then do we have the solution for you. Our patented bad boy cards will make your players' lives hell while making yours great. Are they mad at you? Good. Tell them it could always be worse and threaten to use one of these bad boy cards. The complete deck of 50 cards is available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, with each having a unique ability you can play in-game or hoard as a threat so your players never step out of line. We also have good boy cards available for when you want to treat your players to something good as a distraction to what's coming up. Grab either or both in a bundle while stocks last. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Gluppel.
No. Okay. So what's around me right now? So I've got the wall behind.
The wall behind you, the night sky above you, and grasslands around you. You can hear somewhere off to your left the crashing of waves upon the rocks.
Oh. And there's... The archers are coming to get me, yeah?
Yeah, you can hear drawstrings behind you up above on the wall.
Can I cast at a third level fog cloud 120 feet up? Oh, well, not 120 feet, 80 feet up, wherever the archers are. Not above them, that would be stupid.
I reckon do
make them think it's overcast.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the weather's a bit shit today.
A bit gloomy.
Let's hang the weather magician.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to do that and start making a beeline to the ocean.
I would say that gives you pretty good cover. The fog cloud obscures the archer's vision of you and you begin hobbling your way along the wall towards the ocean. And then it is the people on the wall's turn. Big T, you get attacked. And because the attacker has the height advantage on you, that's a critical hit.
Can I use my reaction to reduce damage?
That's only once a day.
That's a crying shame.
Okay, so what's the damage then? All right.
Shoulder slash, double damage.
Are they in the fog cloud right now?
No, the fog cloud is kind of spread out to just hit the archers. I'm trying to give Gluppel the best coverage
possible.
That unfortunately gives Big T no coverage.
Yeah.
Super sorry.
You take 6 points of damage as your shoulder is opened up by a short sword. That is already halved, so just 6 points of damage. Then you hear Sir Silvermoon, everyone hears Sir Silvermoon, up on the walls begin casting a magical spell. A wind begins buffeting the upper wall. The fog cloud is blown away, but only at the end of this turn. So the archers now can see you, Gluppel, but they don't get a shot this turn.
Okay.
So, Grace.
I would like to pick up Big T's halberd.
Mm-hmm.
And can I get in a better body?
Sure. Do you want to bring the halberd?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'll bring the halberd.
The halberd, you kind of turn in on yourself, the halberd being sucked into your chest, and then you just want to pick like a random guy on top of the wall.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh god, that's not
a random guy with a ranged weapon or spells.
All right. You wouldn't be able to get spells. No one with magic would be off.
That's all good.
Like probably a guard right now. But yeah, you could pick maybe one of the strongest people on the walls.
Sure.
They, like Agent Smith style, scream, grab their head, come down. A massive burst of tentacles explodes out of their mouth. And when they come back up, they now have your face. The soldiers nearby look at you with awe.
I'd like to, maybe like I turn to each of them, I'm like, don't worry, gents, we'll get him. And then I'll fire an arrow down into him as he runs away.
Gluppel. The sweet serpentine sting of an arrow finds the middle of your back. You take 10 points of damage. What are you on?
I'm on 12 hit points.
Cool.
That's plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wars have been won and lost on 12 hit points.
Then Sir Grace makes his next two attacks.
What? You kiss for meant me.
Oh, Gluppel, God, you're lucky. Wow.
Do I have... Okay, yep.
The bow, yep. I don't know, you can't miss, but the bow snaps. You do not realize how powerfully you're drawing it back, and it just breaks in your hands, Sir Grace.
Oh, fucking fuck.
Another one, like... My lord, here, and he hands you his bow, but that is their turn.
Yeah, that's okay. All right.
And Big T, you're in a bad place. Big T, you're in such a bad place.
I'm in the worst spot.
Yeah.
I can't let my friend down. I continue to, I keep running up that hill, and I'm running up that hill.
Oh, wow. I just realized it's only the two of you.
Yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, you can't move because there's a guy right in front of you.
Oh, well, I'll kill him then. I'll simply slay him to death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have still your regular glaive, hand axes, javelin.
I'll give him the glaive and...
You deal 6 points of damage with your first attack, and then your second attack cuts down one of the soldiers above you. Mm. You take a step forward and meet the next one. That's your turn. Gluppel.
Yes.
What would you like to do?
Right. So, how far away is the ocean, I guess I'm hearing?
Well, if you're right up against the wall, it's only people who are relatively close to you can fire at you, because they need to do... Mm-hmm. To fire at someone right below you with a bow and arrow isn't actually very easy. So, someone further along the wall would have a lot of trouble doing it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Which means that you can only take a certain amount of arrow fire per turn.
All right. I guess I've got a quick question. People can see me, yeah?
Yeah, you're pretty, well, you're a little visible, I guess. It's not like a really bright night, but are fires nearby that illuminate the area.
I guess I have a question about a particular spell that I got, which is called Meld into Stone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I merge with it, how do people know that I'm there?
I don't think they do.
Oh.
Okay.
Nothing of your presence remains visible or otherwise detectable by non-magical senses.
Okay, non-magical
while merged
senses.
So while merged with the stone, you can't see either.
Okay, okay, okay.
You can hear, but with disadvantage. Mm-hmm. You remain aware of the passage of time and can cast spells on yourself while merged in the stone. You can use your movement to leave the stone where you entered it, which ends the spell. You can't otherwise move. Oh, so you... You can't move through. So
Yeah. That's fine.
You move into. Yeah,
I understand.
Okay.
I understand the concept. I'm just wondering because I think it's an 8-hour duration. Do I get the benefits of like resting and all that kind of jazz if I'm there for 8 hours?
I would say yeah. It doesn't require concentration, so there doesn't seem to be any issue.
Okay. Okay. Right. I guess non-magical senses is the thing that I'm like. Well, I don't know what Sir Grace is.
Hmm.
Sure.
He seems pretty magical. Just. If I've gotten a brief rundown of all the stuff he's done today.
Yeah. I guess what I'd be trying to do would be running along the side of the wall so that I'm almost hidden, so that, like, it would almost be like, where did that Gluppel go? And if I'm pretty sure that maybe I'm hidden, I would then merge and into the stone.
Okay, so you can make a hide check as an action.
mm-hmm.
means that you can't cast the spell this round. But obviously, it gives you a much better chance of not being seen. Mm. Otherwise, you could just move along and hope that no one is actively watching you meld into the stone.
Okay. Okay. I will have some thinking music.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And recall a piece of lore, Adam, that might help me in this situation.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Lore check. Da, 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 da.
To work out that would hiding and then melding or just melding be to my advantage?
Well, there's no obscure lore that would tell you which one of those two actions would be better.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give you that you know that Fairburn Point sits atop a rocky cliff with the sea below it. And you know that if you could get to the cliff, so the edge of Fairburn Point, if you can make it there, if you jump off, there is going to be enough rocky edifice that you would find rocks over there that you could meld into. And you would definitely not be seen.
Okay. 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 And how far away is that?
It's about 2 rounds of full-out sprinting.
Okay. And if I was to cast Fog Cloud again, would that mm-hmm. help with obscuring them from hitting me?
It would give you another round, but the wind hasn't stopped. So the fog cloud would appear, would get blown away by the end of this round.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So Sir Grace, if he could see you, would get another shot at you.
In that case, I'm going to fog cloud. I'm going to fog cloud again, this time at a second level. So that gives me like 40 feet of coverage to hopefully try and, if I can see the where they were blowing out the wind, so I'm going to try and, fog cloud as much as I can, and then move further towards the edifice.
Sir Silvermoon continues the wind, so the wind blows away, but by the time the wind's blown away, the archers have missed their opportunity to fire. Sir Grace.
When I watch Big T fight, how impressed am I?
I mean, Big T is kind of an oaf, a bit of an idiot, but they're very physically strong, and that's really what you want.
She's strong. I see Silvermoon's taking care of Glupple. Have I got any of those knights around, the Nameless Knights?
No, none of the Nameless Knights are around. Mm. You've just got kind of foot soldiers, some of whom, there's so the foot soldiers are scattered with what they have begun terming blessed ones, which are skin sacks, and are just regular ones among them.
Oh. Okay. All right, well, I think I'll give the command, and maybe I'll hold up, if they're attacking Big T, I'll put up a hand to make them stop and be like, we'll do this one slow. Take it to the keep.
No.
Big T, foot soldiers begin trying to surround you, and then you notice some of them, some without any expression, some blessed ones, kind of just throw themselves at you. Like, literally, off the wall, bodies begin falling upon you. Like, they throw themselves on you.
Something's happened.
They're fighting to capture Big T, and I think you get captured.
What if I hold my glaive up vertically, so if they land on me, they die?
You know what? All right. You manage to hold the glaive up as 1, 2, 3 bodies fall onto it, but then the glaive becomes so top-heavy that it teeters in your grasp and you have to let go or fall. What would you rather do?
I let go. It falls to the ground. I'm so clumsy today.
more skin sacks fall onto you. When they hit you, they're beginning to just climb and grab you, Big T. One is on either shoulder. One is grabbed around your leg. You feel when they're pressed up against you, if you're not touching armor, if you're touching skin to skin, you feel something writhing, moving underneath their skin, like their innards are not permanent.
No.
None of them throw tentacles at you because they're trying to do this one slowly. They want you as more than just a skin sack. Then proper actual people do just attack you as well. And while you're being attacked, your armor class is now reduced by 2 for each one of them that is grabbing you. So you have -6 to your armor class.
Oh my God.
And they're quite clearly trying to capture you. People begin running up from the bottom of the stairs as well. The alarm has been raised, and now you are dealing with a lot of people. You take an attack from above. That's a hit. You take a further half damage, so you take a further 6 points of damage. You take an attack from below. That one misses. As you're, like, kicking in one way, throwing in another, and then arrows begin raining down from above. They can't see Gluppel, but they can see you.
Stop fighting, I'll say. It's so much easier this way. I'm not going to pretend it's good, but it's not bad.
Big T, you take another 6 points of damage.
Oh, God. I'm not doing too well.
Can you double rage? Is that a thing?
No, it is not a thing.
Stack those rages.
But I've never been more angry in my life.
Okay, so Cass, as your rules lawyer, I can't help you. I'm so sorry.
Cass, as your rules lawyer, I advise you to give in. As your rules prosecutor, I advise you to give in.
Cass, as your rules lawyer, he's offering a pretty decent deal.
I say, thank you.
We're never going to get any better than that, so.
Big T, it's your turn. What would you like to do?
Well, I am proficient in 2 weapon fighting, and I do have 2 hand axes.
Can I have said one more thing, actually?
Yeah.
Give in, because if you die, I'll have to do it quick. And I'd much rather do it slow.
What does that mean?
At about that point, Tavertine's broken body begins staggering out of the darkness towards you.
No.
Inky black tentacles drooling out of his mouth, nose, and eyes.
See, that's what it looks like when we do it quick. But Silvermoon's what it looks like when we do it slow. So.
But I won't be there, will I?
Well, it's like you're still there, but you're not the one talking.
I use 2-handed weapon fighting to just start hand axing anything I can at that point. I would love to cut off some hands, because those are currently my biggest problems at the moment.
You draw your first hand axe and begin hacking away at people around you. Do you want to attack the people attacking you, or do you want to try and get the people on you off you?
On me, off me, please.
You get one of them off. The arm that is free, that isn't holding a hand axe, does have like one of those people skin sacks on it. You swing around and then chop its head off. It slides off you. Your armor class is increased by 2. Gluppel, it's your turn.
Okay. I will run towards the cliff faces that I know exist.
You'll get to the cliff faces, but your fog cloud has ended, so if you don't cast it again, you're going to cop another round.
Ooh, okay.
So here's your option. You can cast fog cloud all the way to the edge, in which case it will take 2 more castings of fog cloud.
Okay.
Or you can sprint there, cop arrow fire for 1 round.
You know what? I'm going to risk it.
You're going to risk it?
Tight.
Going to risk it.
Well, I'm occupied with Big T, so...
You sprint to the edge, and highs or lows?
Highs. Good old-fashioned highs.
Highs? Are you sure you don't want to go lows?
I'll go lows.
Adam, don't.
You want to go lows? You sure about that?
Yeah.
It's your choice. You're picking lows.
It's not allowed that you do this.
No, okay, we'll go highs.
I want to hear, Zamet, hear you say, it is my choice to pick lows.
It is my choice to pick lows, Adam.
You are very lucky.
Great choice.
So Silvermoon has moved his archers so far along to deal with Big T and also to try and track you. Between the fog clouds and stuff like that, he wasn't expecting you to sprint. He was expecting you to do the slow, steady thing. And so because you have subverted his expectations, Sir Grace, you hear Sir Silvermoon go, As Gluppel, you get to the edge, you leap off, and you begin falling down the side of a fucking cliff face. Highs or lows again?
Oh, shit. Highs.
Whoa! What did you pick?
I picked highs.
Highs? Oh, you don't want that. You want lows.
Do I, Adam? Oh,
Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm trying to kill you now.
Yeah, I think you might be. I choose highs out of.
I need a better poker face. All right. Whoa, I got 100.
I'd like to cast Meltstone as soon as I can.
You don't need to fall the entire way. There's a little outcrop. You grab that immediately, Meltstone, and you shift into it. I'm going to say you're so lucky the outcrop is in such a position that even if they thought to look for you in stone, they wouldn't think that you had hit this part.
Okay.
You are incredibly lucky. You meld into stone taking no damage. You don't take any fall damage. You fell from such a low height when you hit this rock on the way down. You are safely inside the side of the cliff face. You can remain there for up to 8 hours, but then you're going to have to do a really sneaky escape.
Yeah. I figure while I'm in here, I will try and basically do a short rest so that I can at least turn into some sort of aquatic animal. And then when I can hear that only the gentle waves of the ocean below me are to turn out of the stone and try and plop into the water as some kind of, I guess at this point, salmon.
It's your classic.
Yeah, it is.
It suits you.
It works.
I miss being a fish.
Big T, more bodies fall onto you. Your armor class is reduced by 6.
You got this.
They're just piling upon you. At a certain point, they're almost going to become armor. They're slowing down. Every movement you take is laborious, with so many skin sacks grabbing onto you. You get attacked from in front of you. That's a hit. You get attacked from behind. That's a hit. You get attacked from above. 3 hits.
Mm-hmm.
The first attack is 2. Second attack is 2. 4.
Jesus.
3.
Oh no.
4.
So that total is 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was on 15.
Tree stump, everything goes dark.
Awesome.
Okay.
They will take her to the dungeons for a slow conversion to keep her useful.
Sweet.
I'm so sorry.
And there's... You know, I don't wake up at any point and, you know, fight him back or something.
By the time you wake up, it will be too late. Well, too late in that you'll be in a dungeon. But you won't, like the slow implies, it's not going to take, it'll take days.
Okay.
But you know, over the course of days and then weeks, Big T, you will slowly begin to see that Sir Grace is absolutely to be revered.
So really, my mind was only changed for, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
It's probably less than that. 20? 10? Could it be 5 minutes? Yeah. I found out pretty late. It could only be 5 minutes.
That's true.
Whereas for you, Glubble, you slowly begin to make your way the next morning with the day's light. You cannot believe that after an event as dark as last night, you cannot believe that the sun could still shine. Mm. You begin to make your way down the cliffside to the sea, and very quickly, very quietly, so that no one spots you, you turn into a fish and swim away.
And then I guess I'll go back to Greyhill camp and tell everyone the bad news. Hope you enjoyed listening to the stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. But this isn't the last you've heard of this adventuring organization. Oh no. 50 Chickens will return in the further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company. Coming soon to wherever you listen to your podcasts.